Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church, and I got two guys in the studio. One's a regular.
Doug McBurney. I'm here, and I'm here with my other brother, Daryl, who makes it all happen in the studios, every studio I'm ever in.
Daryl keeps Bob Enyart Live functioning.
Amen.
In such an extraordinary way. Daryl Berkey, welcome to... Have you been in the studio on the air, Daryl?
Not in this studio.
Not in this brand new studio.
Yeah.
Here in the hidden in the nestled in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
In a very defensible
position.
Is this
the bunker?
Could be called the bunker.
If it wasn't for the windows looking out of this cliff that we're in, it'd be like totally underground.
There's that.
So Daryl, welcome to the studio. It's our telethon, $25,000 goal, and we have such extraordinary materials that you're an expert in. So could you share with us, what are we offering to people who want to benefit from Bob Enyart Live?
You know, absolutely, Bob. There's such great stuff. In fact, I moved out here from Indiana to be a part of this and to work on producing audios and videos.
Wow, that's humbling.
Praise the Lord.
And it's been a while you've been out here now.
6 years now.
Six years.
I think you're
welcome to Colorado.
I feel like I'm at home.
Yeah, good.
Awesome. You know, for many years, we've had such wonderful teaching materials available on audio.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we had them on cassette tape.
Oh, you remember way back when?
Yeah. I remember duping those tapes on the tape machines.
Yeah,
fun,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And then...
They're now in a museum somewhere.
Then we had MP3 CDs.
That was big.
You mm-hmm. play them on your computer.
Yep.
And back in 2010, we started shooting sermons and Bible studies and video, and we did it in high-definition video, but we didn't have the ability to produce
high-definition
product.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We had our masters were high-def.
Right, but our machines couldn't make Blu-rays and on-demand like we have now.
Right.
We had this new capability to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so now we're increasingly producing more programs and beautiful high-definition video.
Well, and for a sermon or a Bible study, it feels like you're there.
Right.
I mean, it really does.
I mean, it's not like that new theater in L.A. that shakes and blows smells out. But
well, we're adding that feature.
The 4D
Daryl
feature.
Has planned.
Yeah.
We have virtual sermon subscriptions.
Right, and smell-o-vision. You can do it on a roller coaster.
Well, that's why they call them pews.
Yeah.
I've been working since 1973. That's a long time ago. To study the Bible and to stand on the shoulders of giants.
Mm.
And wow, have we had the most extraordinary opportunity to make an influence in so many different areas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, speaking of standing on the shoulders of giants, can I just slip a little tidbit in here of what's in some of this Bible study material? I'm listening to your Acts Bible study right now, the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And you slipped in a quote from J. Vernon McGee that I had never heard. And a concept that I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
J. Vernon McGee said maybe Jonah wasn't alive the whole time in that fish. Maybe God raised him from the dead. and it was just, I was like, wow, I've listened to J. Vernon McGee.
Right?
I've listened to Bob for 15 years, and there's always something new.
there's so much. Right?
Really
and
cool.
It's just so fun. J. Vernon McGee, we just quoted him recently, made a prediction that within 50 years, the theory of evolution will be dead.
Wow.
He made that prediction about 40 years ago. I think he's going to be right on target.
All right. Well, we're doing all we can. I know you are.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the next step in our process with HD video was creating video downloads.
Oh, yeah.
Our first download process for video was our topical videos. Most of them weren't HD. We've had them around for a while, and we have new titles.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the newer ones that are
downloadable,
that are shot in HD, are now available in HD downloads.
Daryl, someone is teaching a class this weekend on creation evolution, and they wanted to view our global flood video. But they just became aware of it yesterday, and so they downloaded part one, and I wasn't here in the studio earlier. The guy's name is Ted, I think from Houston, Texas.
Praise the Lord.
And he called in to thank the crew here at Bob and Yurt Live profusely for making this available. He said he's been studying the flood for 35 years.
Wow.
He said this is the clearest teaching of Genesis 1 that he has ever seen.
All right.
And he's ecstatic, and he's going to show it to his class. And if it wasn't for high-definition, downloadable video, I mean, that wouldn't have happened, at least not this quickly.
That's amazing.
And now, in the next step after that, Bob, some of those high-definition topical videos were turned into Blu-rays. That was the next step.
Wow.
And so they're on the store. You look under the topical videos, you can see which ones are available in Blu-ray.
Now, I'm going to grab over here. In the studio, we have just a little bit of our inventory, right?
Yeah. Right.
You got to go to Pop's office to get the whole inventory.
Sure. Right.
And what an inventory it is.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not easy to just get in there, by the way.
Some people order the NUART library. They get everything.
Yeah.
And every few months, somebody orders the whole library, all the audio, all the video, all the books.
Amen.
And it is a library. And I just happened to grab the Global Flood and Hydroplate Theory. We've got an explosive 2-DVD set on DVD or a high-definition Blu-ray disc. The whole thing fits on one disc if you get Blu-ray.
It even sounds clearer.
It's just so nice. Good, right? It's just great.
You know, also in our newest subscriptions, now we've got we've had Bible study subscriptions. We've had sermon subscriptions for a long time, monthlies, where you could get audio, and then you could get video, and now you can get Blu-ray.
Oh, wow.
First of all, we recently launched monthly sermons. You can get all the sermons each month from Denver Bible Church on one Blu-ray disc.
Wow. The whole month on one disc.
Right.
That's convenient. Nice.
And beautiful HD quality.
Wow. Pretty soon you'll get it just on like one contact lens. Just put in your contacts and you got your day's video.
That's where it's going.
I don't know if I can put in the contact
lens. No. So a month's worth of sermons on a single disc.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, we've had some people who've moved away from Denver Bible Church. They've had some difficulty finding a church that has all the doctrinal nuances that Denver Bible Church has. And so it's really been a lifeline to them. And, you know, if you're out there and you haven't found a church that really helps you understand the Bible as well as you want to, I can't suggest strongly enough that you subscribe.
To the sermons or the Bible studies.
Or the Bible
studies. Either, right? Now, Daryl, I happen to know that one of the Blu-rays that's available now is our monthly sermon that produced 2 Timothy. And when you mentioned that right before we went on the air, Doug said 2 Timothy.
Well, that's the Bible study.
Well, that's the Bible.
Yeah,
oh, we're talking about the sermons. All right. So.
That's another new thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we now have the verse-by-verse Bible studies available in Blu-ray.
Wow.
And so it's a monthly Blu-ray.
Right.
And you'll get one Blu-ray a month.
One disc.
And you'll go continuously through the first Bible study on the list, which is 2 Timothy in this case.
Yeah,
right.
And you'll go to, I believe we had 2 Corinthians, Daniel, 2 Thessalonians.
Daniel was so fun.
Oh,
it's my
great.
Next one. It's in my glove box.
Malachi. Hebrews.
Now wait
Hebrews
a second. I can't. I can't do the Blu-ray in the car, though, right? You don't suggest that.
Well, you shouldn't watch it. Okay. Even if you have a Blu-ray player.
I'll stick with the MP3 for now.
It's frowned upon unless you're a Democratic state rep in Colorado.
That's right.
Then you could be driving, texting, kill someone, and still stay in office.
Yeah.
But
if you're a Democrat.
If you're a Democrat.
If you're homeschooling in the van.
Right.
Well, now, yeah. Now
and they got a screen
option.
In the back.
The kids in the back.
Oh, that's great.
There's that option.
That is good. And Cheryl's just beginning the Plot Boys this school year with our kids.
Oh, that's such a wonderful teaching.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
With Josh and Steven, young boys, studying.
They were only like 11 and 12 years old when they started doing that.
When they started at 11 and 12. Just
that was before Josh worked at the UN, right?
That's
right.
He was only 12. He's now at the UN, personhood liaison to the United Nations. And
married, baby on the way.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Steven has been in Christian Worldview Ministry.
Yeah.
Married. Baby here.
Yeah.
So
now wait a minute. You brought up Democrat politics.
Me.
And I can't help this. Okay.
What?
First of all, I feel
we're talking about the
subscriptions
for
I'm
the telethon.
Just for a moment, because first of all, I'll thank you.
Yeah.
That I have to give credit to your Bible study for helping me get off of Republican talk radio. I'm in my third week.
Oh,
I have not turned on the radio to any Limbaugh, Hannity, Levin, Hewitt.
You went
Prager.
Cold turkey.
Hi, my name's Doug, and I listen to Republican talk radio.
Hi, Doug.
I've had a problem since 1990. Yeah. But with your Bible studies, Bob, I've gone cold turkey with no shakes, no withdrawals, not just seamless transition.
Wow.
But now I have the urge to discuss politics with someone who actually knows what they're talking about. So let me just bring this up quickly.
Yeah,
it's a story
that
was in the Washington Post yesterday, the national edition, about our Senate race here in Colorado.
Yeah.
Cory Gardner. Cory Gardner.
The child killer?
Well, now, if you're Mark Udall, you wouldn't say that. Mark Udall's been attacking Cory Gardner.
Yeah, only if Udall was correct
that
Cory supported the person or the unborn child.
Well, Cory, the headline of the Post story says, if Cory Gardner loses in Colorado, he'll have personhood to thank. And I've noticed this is a strategy of the left.
Right.
Is to try to attach personhood to losing Republican candidates.
Who are against personhood.
Number one, they're actually against personhood.
Right.
Number two, as if the pro-aborts were ever going to vote for them anyway.
Right.
And so Cory Gardner may be listening right now. He's being driven around by his chauffeur, and he may be listening. A bit of advice for Cory. Cory, the pro-aborts are not going to vote for you anyway. And if you throw the 5% of hardcore personhood voters in Colorado under the bus, which he's done.
He's thrown the baby under the bus.
He's thrown
not,
the baby.
Not the
You're
voters.
Right. That's the bigger issue.
He's thrown the baby because it's the personhood of the baby that he rejects.
Absolutely.
And he's a hypocrite, right? He's a hypocrite. He bears the guilt of the kids being killed because he is supposed to be a Christian, pro-family, conservative, Republican, pro-lifer.
That's what he
said. And he says the baby's not a person.
He says, quote, I can't support personhood now. To do it again would be a mistake. Restricting contraception access was a bad idea. So he's latched on now to this contraception issue.
Right.
Yes.
Personhood doesn't involve stopping conception.
But
personhood says that you can't kill the baby once you have a baby. It doesn't address whether or not you ever conceive.
Right.
So he is using Planned Parenthood's talking points.
He has drank Planned Parenhood's Kool-Aid and fully imbibed, and he's under the influence.
And he's still getting all of the worst from the other side that he was going to get if he would have stood up strong.
That's right.
If he would have said, look, a baby is a person made in God's image. You don't kill a baby. Brady was a person. If he would say that, even the people who disagree with him would say, you know what? He's not a hypocrite.
That's right.
He's not a hypocrite. Like Ronald Reagan had votes of millions of people who didn't really agree with everything.
That's right.
But they said, you know what? He's not a hypocrite. Right.
We know where he stands. But Cory is making, he came out with a new commercial. I saw it last night where he says his position is he wants contraception, the pill available over the counter without a prescription. That's his new commercial. And then he has another commercial in front of a bunch of windmills where he's talking about green energy. And what is Karl Rove in charge?
The pill is steroids, including over the counter without a that means 13 and 14 year old girls who are buying them right now over the internet.
Yeah.
for like $2-3 a pill, or whatever.
Yeah.
But the Plan B.
Right.
They'll all get it courtesy of Corey. What is he going to support it? Covered with Obamacare next?
Maybe. Well, now you don't know how far left Corey's going to run, and I just want to warn Corey.
You sort of do, but go ahead.
When you throw the baby under the bus, you run the risk of your bus going off the same cliff that Ken Bucks went off back a few years. We remember Ken Buck, right?
Yeah. Ken Buck said, you think I care about the 2% of personhood voters?
That's what he
thought.
What
did he lose by, like
1.5%? 1.5%, yeah. So it just... Corey, I mean, we're here to give you advice. We're here for you, brother, if you ever want to come back into the fold.
The same thing happened with Romney. There was never a greater angst against the Democratic candidate against Barack Obama.
In 2012.
You'll never have greater negative passion against the opposing candidate, and 3 million Republican voters didn't vote. Yeah. 3 million because they realized that Mitt Romney was... fill in the blank with whatever liberal thing that makes you sick to your stomach. Yeah. Child killer, pro-homosexual marriage, socialist, pro-government health care reform with the individual mandate, pro-Obamacare, basically. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. If Cory Gardner will compromise on killing innocent children, what will he not compromise on? One thing, Cory Gardner. That's the thing he will not compromise on, his lust for political power.
And unfortunately... that's not going to get it done for Corey. You know, when Corey loses, I posted this. I love doing these blogs where you can post your smart aleck comment. So I said, when Cory Gardner loses, it will not be because he supported the God-given right to life. It'll be because he wasn't able to convince conservatives that he was a conservative, and he's not. And I'm not convinced. And by the way, I stayed home in 2012. I did not vote for president.
So the Republicans will always compromise to win.
Yeah.
Or to think they're going to win.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a personhood candidate for president, and he is getting the votes, they're not going to support the Democrat.
Right. No, they're not going to. That's the thing is most people will even if they disagree with you on social issues, even most liberals, if they think you're going to help them economically, they'd probably vote for you anyways.
Right, which is why Reagan
won. That's how Reagan won.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to the root of the issue here. How is it? And by the way, I want to announce one of those other specials for the telethon. By the way, the goal is $25,000. The telethon's running the whole month of September. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is $25,000. You can go online right now to KGOV.com. You can make a donation. You can call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278. You can make a donation. And for every new monthly subscription or donation of $100 or more, we are offering not just one free gift, but two free gifts.
Two.
The first is the new 10-part video series, God's Biblical Attributes.
Now, that's the gift that I'm aware of.
Wow.
Daryl Berkey selected that for this year's telethon gift, and I'm aware of that.
And that
Doug, we can't afford two free gifts.
That free gift alone is worth $25,000. Just that understanding God's Biblical attributes.
Exciting,
and they can get it in DVD or Blu-ray.
Or audio if they'd like
it. If they'd like it on audio.
That's exciting.
I want to talk about God's Biblical attributes in just a second. But the second free gift is we're going to print up and send out our strategy for ISIS in Syria.
Oh, in lieu of Obama's strategy.
Cool.
Well, we heard that there wasn't one.
Right.
And so we wanted
Denver Bible Church is offering to the Obama administration.
Somebody's got to do it.
A strategy.
And so the question is, so we just talked about Colorado Republican politics.
Yeah.
We can come up with a strategy for ISIS in Iraq in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, remember, go ahead.
How is it
with
that
Obama?
Go ahead, please.
Well, remember when there was the reward for the head of Osama. Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And what was it, $5 million?
Or $50
and
million?
And Denver Bible Church put together the team, fly over to Pakistan.
Right.
To try to get the $5 million. That was our building fund project.
That was what we were,
Or did the team actually fly over, or did we just...
I'm trying to remember did we go to Afghanistan and ended up in Pakistan, or did we not actually go?
I think we never got beyond the logistic part.
Okay. Well, that was difficult.
But we thought about it.
I'm not sure we made it through security.
It's hard to get.
If we would have pulled it off, we'd have a new church building.
Oh, definitely.
Sure.
We'd have
a Bible church funded by the head of bin Laden.
Oh, man. That, the angels would be singing.
That would go down in history.
That would be great. That would be great.
It really would.
But how is it that a fundamentalist Bible preacher can elucidate on Colorado Republican politics, a strategy for Syria
and
ISIS?
If you have
ISIS?
An overview of the Bible, then you're not swayed with every wind, every fad, every trend, whether it comes from Sean Hannity or whoever.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not deceived when there's a child killer who says, I'm pro-life. I mean, you got to be so weak to be deceived by these lies, but many people are deceived.
Yeah, they are.
So if you, Doug, you mentioned before when we said we've got the new monthly Bible study available on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Right?
And the first book that's available is 2 Timothy, right?
2 Timothy 2:15, right. The first verse I ever memorized.
So right before the show started, Doug said 2:15.
Yep.
So I had to look it up.
Now, I remembered it. I memorized it when I was 5 years old in the old King James.
Okay.
Can I say it? Or
not? I have it here in the
New King
James.
Well, we have to
King
give the
James,
warning.
But go ahead.
Warning, warning, warning.
Will Robinson, there, Bible verse up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Your Live that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public, so this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered.
Study to show thyself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed.
Amen.
And there might be more.
Rightly dividing.
Rightly divides it. That was
rightly dividing the word of truth.
The word of truth. Amen.
And so that verse, I've talked to so many Christians who've said that they were not aware that that verse existed.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
What does it mean to rightly divide the word of truth?
Mm.
And so it turns out that that's very important because let's say you're reading in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and God says all, and you're thinking, well, am I supposed to follow this?
Yeah.
And somebody says, no, that's the Old Testament. But then the very next verse says, do not commit adultery. And you think, well, am I supposed to follow that? And they're like, well, yeah, but that's the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And so it turns out that there are very specific principles for determining what in the Mosaic law is applicable today and what is not. And if you cannot rightly divide the word of truth, you're going to be confused. And so that's why Paul says to study to show yourself approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, let's say you don't know how to rightly divide,
yeah.
and you are adamant, you are telling other people that they need to obey this law, this law, this law, and God says, no, they don't.
Ooh.
And you're causing division, you're discouraged in your own Christian life because you're not even doing it very well, and you're putting other people under bondage, as Paul warns.
Right.
So it's so crucial to be able to, and rightly dividing doesn't only have to do with the law. It has to do with the covenant of circumcision versus uncircumcision, and Israel and the body of Christ, and Gentiles and Jews, and it's so significant. It's the story of the entire Bible. That's why we call it the plot, an overview of the Bible.
You know, Bob, when that light bulb goes on,
yeah.
and you understand how to rightly divide, there are principles involved.
It's so exciting.
And it's not hard.
It's not hard. People have, you know, the plot book and the studies have really helped us stay on the air since 1991. Well, that's when we started on the air. Then we started releasing the plot a chapter at a time. And now it's available on audio Bible studies and the book, The Plot,
right.
and The Plot Boys. They're all available. So many people have said, it's the same kind of comment over and over. It's hard to remember how confused I was.
Mm.
I was so confused. There were so many conflicting doctrines, but it's hard to remember why I couldn't see clearly what the Bible teaches on all these things.
You know, 14 years ago, I attended your plot seminar in Warsaw, Indiana, and I had no understanding of it when I went there. And about 2 hours into it, and this is an all-day seminar, about 2 hours into it, the light bulb's going on.
Yeah.
And I look around the room, and I see other light bulbs going on. I can right. see it in their faces.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We had once, in Indianapolis, we had over 100 people at the seminar on this topic. And people came from so many different denominations, backgrounds, And overwhelmingly, people are ecstatic. And it doesn't matter if they're Baptist or Pentecostal or whatever. To be able to get an overview of the Bible and see how the details fit in is so encouraging.
And that one-day seminar, that's we have that available recorded on audio. We call it the Platt Overview, an MP3 CD.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can order that for the telethon. Absolutely. Because the goal is $25,000, which is a modest goal that we should be able to achieve with this wonderful audience out there. But I want to let you know, I'm talking to you who's listening right now, that we need you to act. We need you to call 800-836-9278. We need you to act. We need you to go online. We need you to make a donation, $50, $100, $1,000. What can you do? If you're blessed by the show, if you're blessed by the ministry, we need you to act. I'm talking to you right now. Yes, act.
We really do. I mean, Doug, people who've listened to the show on and off for years, they might think that we have a foundation behind us. But we have...
We've been accused of having George Soros money behind us by certain Republicans in the Colorado Republican Party.
But we
don't.
Right. Yeah.
If we could bamboozle Soros into giving us some money, that'd be great.
So...
We don't.
We have Daryl Berkey.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Wally Nix. Yeah. And we have Connie and Al and Doug and Jason Troyer. And we could name another 30
or 40
people.
We have a little flock of very ardent supporters and believers. Believers and followers of Jesus
and
Christ.
And all homeschool families, those with kids.
Yeah.
And so we need the help of our audience. And those who have greater wherewithal, if they can help with 1,000 or 2,
amen,
or maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how that would encourage so many people?
Hey, and just an easy way to sign up, if you go to kgov.com, over in the right-hand column are all the subscriptions right there. Just link to them, click right on them, and sign up. At the top of the page, there's a button that says donate.
There you go.
It's as easy as that.
Wow. Right-hand column, all the subscriptions. If you want a monthly sermons on Blu-ray.
Right.
Or DVD, right?
And
right.
The free
or
gift.
Or audio.
The Biblical Attributes of God and our strategy for ISIS in Syria, which we're not going to give on the air. You can only get it with a donation to the telethon.
Now, that's brand new. I just heard about this.
I knew you wouldn't need a lot of time to put it together.
No problem.
And the best of Bob.
And the best of Bob.
You can get the best of Bob. That's
right.
Fun stuff.
That's a subscription also.
Yeah.
So, the BEL Televised Classics. I mean, those TV shows are classics.
Amen. We don't talk about that enough.
And they're available on DVD. And we got another clip from them going up on YouTube within a few days. So, hey, thank you, guys. $25,000 is the goal. It should be reachable. And we need your help, as Doug said. And thank you, Daryl Berkey. Our website, kgov.com. May God bless you guys.